We begin today in history with January 29, 1950, about the death of General Sudirman. Great General Sudirman passed away in Magelang, Central Java on January 29, 1950, at the age of 34. Before his death, Sudirman led guerrilla warfare against Dutch colonial forces, moving from forest to forest while battling chronic tuberculosis. His last position was as the Commander-in-Chief of the Indonesian National Armed Forces. General Sudirman continued to be honored by the Indonesian people to this day. The 100-kilometer guerrilla route he once traveled must now be followed by Indonesian cadets before graduating from the military academy. On December 10, 1964, he was officially recognized as a national hero of Indonesia. Moving on to January 29, 1996, when France permanently ended nuclear testing. On January 29, 1996, the French government officially decided to halt nuclear testing in the South Pacific. The decision was made one day after France conducted its sixth and largest nuclear test in the region. The test had faced opposition both domestically and internationally. Finally, French President Jacques Chirac, at the time, conceded to the pressure. That same year, France signed the South Pacific Nuclear Free Zone Treaty. Additionally, France signed the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, effectively ending all future plans for nuclear testing. We conclude today in history with January 29 about Bali Arak Day. Bali Arak Day was established through Bali Governor's Decree No. 929 concerning Bali Arak, dated December 23, 2022. The day was created to commemorate the issuance of Bali Governor Regulation No. 1 of 2020 on the management of traditional fermented and/or distilled beverages from Bali. This regulation is considered a milestone that elevated the status of Bali's traditional arak. Since the regulation came into effect, Bali Arak has been given protection and legal recognition, benefiting small and medium enterprises. Bali Arak has also been designated as an intangible cultural heritage by the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. That was today in history.